And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, it's another opportunity for me to fill your head with information. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I'm going to fill your head with information today because I'm kind of going through this little series that I'm doing. I'm doing some market analysis on different metropolitan areas across the United States. I'm taking a look at what the demographic information is, and I'm sharing that information with you. And the reason that I'm doing it is to help educate you. But I'm the kind of educator that is more interested in teaching you how to fish than fishing for you. Yeah, that's exactly how I roll. You've never heard that analogy before? You know, if you teach a man how to fish, he can feed himself for a lifetime. But if you give a man a fish, he can feed himself for one meal and then he's hungry again. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to expand your mind and I'm trying to give you some tips on how you can do some market research. Yeah, market research. And you're like, oh no, Al, you're not going to give us market research again today, are you? And I'm, yes, I am. I'm exactly going to give you market research because I've done some work here. I've gone out and I've cultivated information that I think you can use. It's information that I certainly can use. It's information that helps me understand the marketplaces that I'm interested in. And in today's marketplace, we're going to go for a big metropolitan area. Yeah, a big metropolitan area. I'm not going to break it down into little small towns. I'm going to talk about the big metropolitan area of Dallas-Fort Worth. It has been a top metropolitan area for population growth since as long as I can remember. I think Dallas has always been in a growth mode. I can do some research, and I'm sure there's some periods where maybe Dallas had some slumps. But I think if you look at the overall trend line for Dallas-Fort Worth, I think you're going to see that it is a metropolitan area that has pronounced growth over a long period of time. Now, my data comes from the Census Bureau, so it kind of caps out at 2020. But what they said was it's a top metropolitan area for population growth. So then I said, well, you know, I need a little more data than that because that data, it can be a little stale. So I jumped on to apartmentlist.com. It's an older site that gave me some information that qualifies the information that I got from the Census Bureau. And this information indicated to me that from the period of 2010 to 2019. Now, first of all, you're probably wondering, why am I going back and getting such old data? Well, the reason I'm getting such old data is I'm trying to establish what the trend lines were in the past because it gives me some understanding of what the future could be. Does that make sense? It's not a guarantee for any future results, but it can give me an idea of what the metropolitan area has done during a certain period of time. So here's the data that I found. Single-family rental rents grew at a pace of 6% annually from 2010 to 2019. Post-2020, growth peaked at, now get this, 18% year-over-year by April of 2022. Now remember, we were in a pandemic at that time, and there were a lot of people leaving certain states in the nation and coming to the state of Texas. And a lot of those people coming to the state of Texas, they were going to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So it caused demand to push rental prices up. Eventually, those rental prices slowed by late 2023. By the way, I got the data on the 18% growth rate from Zillow. Zillow published that information in 2022. And then I found data that suggested the growth rate slowed by late 2023. And pricing fell about 1.4% year over year by March of 2025. Does that make sense? So what we're seeing is steady increases in rental growth, 6% year over year, 6%, I mean, for a 10-year period. And then we get into something called a pandemic. And the pandemic changes the market conditions. The market conditions cause people to leave certain states, come to certain states, causes demand and supply issues, if you will, and it results in a spike in rental growth. That spike, in my opinion, has been absorbed over the last couple of years. And that's why I think we're only seeing that according to, now I got this off of X. Yeah, X is actually a pretty decent site for getting information. Formerly Twitter. What I found was rents have kind of stabilized downward, and they're kind of back to where they are. Now, you don't have the benefit of graphing out all the data points that I found for this particular radio show. And I'm going to be a kind of a cruel instructor right now. I'm going to be a cruel instructor because what I'm going to tell you is that I'm not going to give you one piece of information that would tie all this up in a neat bow. And the reason I'm not going to give you that one piece of information that's going to tie all this up into a neat bow is that I want you to understand that you've got some homework to do. If you're interested in the Dallas-Fort Worth market, you can take the data points that I've given you, but do your own research. This is part of the fishing. Go do your own research. At the end of the day, if you're going to be a real estate investor, you have to understand the markets that you're looking to invest in. That's the whole point of today's show, is just to give you a snapshot of what I see going on in the Dallas-Fort Worth metropolitan area. Now, this is not perfect science. In other words, don't take anything that I give you in the show as the absolute perfect representation of the Dallas-Fort Worth market. Use the information that I'm giving you to formulate information in your own mind and to make a determination as to whether or not the Dallas-Fort Worth market is a market that you're interested in investing in. Now, yesterday, I gave you an overview of the Houston marketplace. Last week, I gave you an overview of the San Antonio marketplace. Previously, on previous shows, I've given you overviews of the Kansas City marketplace. I think I've talked about the Tennessee marketplaces. I've talked about different marketplaces where Lifestyles Unlimited members tend to invest their money. And the reason that I picked those marketplaces is because they're familiar to me. This research that I'm doing, it's not that hard. It's more like ongoing research. I go and I check a few data points and I qualify the data. And then I make a few notes and then I come onto the radio show and I share information with you. For instance, I shared information with you in the last segment about historical growth rates. So what's the big takeaway? Dallas-Fort Worth is still growing. It is still growing. And not only is it still growing, rents are doing pretty good. Now, I mentioned that rents were chugging along. They were chugging along for a 10-year period. We got into a pandemic. The pandemic kind of threw things out of whack. It didn't really damage the rent growth potential of Dallas-Fort Worth. But what we're seeing right now is in my opinion, more of a stabilization of rental pricing in the marketplace. That's what we're seeing. That's my opinion, by the way. You need to go qualify that data. Make sure that the data that I'm telling you makes sense in your own mind. Now what I'm going to do is continue to hurt your head because I'm going to talk about something called projected growth rates. The Dallas-Fort Worth metropolitan area is projected to maintain a 1-2% annual growth rate in population through 2025. Now, this is based off of information published by the Texas Demographic Center in 2024. Listings for rent, in other words, available rental properties, surged 126.75%. So, in other words, they've gone up. There's more available properties in the marketplace than maybe are potential renters. So why do I bring that up? If you're looking to produce a property, in other words, what do I mean by produce a property? Okay, let me backtrack a little bit. Producing a property means you're going to go out and find a distressed asset. And I'll talk to you about a distressed asset a little later on in the show. But you're going to go out and find a distressed asset. You're going to use the techniques that we teach you at Lifestyles Unlimited to acquire the property. You're going to renovate the property. You're going to put the property back into service and make that property available as clean, functional workforce housing. It's going to be as nice, if not a little bit nicer, than everything else in that particular marketplace. And it's going to attract the best people because it's going to be in the best condition for the available market. When demand changes, in other words, there's more rental properties available than there are potential renters, that might give you a little concern. But let's walk through this concern for a moment and see if it's a real concern. If you have the best property in the marketplace and people are looking at it, and you have that property priced correctly for rent based off of what your market research is telling you, do you think it's going to take a long time to get that property rented? It's going to depend on the marketplace. When renters have more available properties to choose from, they can be a little bit more selective, and they can be a little bit slower in their decision-making process. Because if all of a sudden your property gets rented and they were looking at it, there might be two or three others that are like kind that would work for them also. So the reason that I bring this up is that if you own property in the Dallas-Fort Worth market and you leased it up, say, 6 months ago, you've got a 12-month lease in place. You're not worried about trying to release that property or renewing that property because that property already has an active lease on it. But what you should be doing is monitoring the marketplace. I think personally, this is Al's opinion, and it's an opinion-based show. And I get my opinions from Del Walmsley, who taught me everything that I know about real estate investing when it comes to doing it the correct way. There are other people that taught me how to do it the incorrect way, but Dell taught me the correct way. So what I'm doing is I'm sharing with you information that I think you should use. And this information that I'm about to share with you, you need to understand. You should be doing market surveys of your rental market monthly. Yeah, monthly. Now, some of you just went, "Oh, that sounds like work, dude," because you said that real estate investing, you always say it doesn't take a lot of time. Trust me, it doesn't take a lot of time to do a quick market search for rental comparables in your markets, because if you know your markets, you know who your competitors are, and you know how to get pricing information from those competitors to qualify whether or not your pricing is competitive in the marketplace or not. Why should you be doing that even if let's say you just have one home and it doesn't renew, say, in another 6 months? It gives you an idea of what the market is doing so that you can plan for the future. If you've got more than one property, let's say you've got a dozen properties, you might have one or two coming up for renewal, or possibly you might have residents moving out, which would cause a vacancy. Not a problem. When you understand what the market's doing, you are better suited to pricing that property in the marketplace to make it competitive because you understand the market. And trust me, those renters out there, they may not understand the market as well as you do, but they have their own marketing data that they're working with. Because as soon as they go red hot in their mind that they're looking for a place to live, they go red hot in their mind that they're looking for a place to live. And they start qualifying data. And they start comparing, and they start shopping, and you need to be prepared. When we come back from the break, I'm going to talk to you about Expo. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a moment out of giving you this info dump on Dallas-Fort Worth to talk to you about an event that Lifestyles Unlimited is actually hosting in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area. Now, this event, we call it Expo, and it's going to run from May 7th through the 10th, and we're going to be in a place called Irving, Texas. Now, if you look at a map, Irving, Texas is dab smack right in between Dallas and Fort Worth. It's right in the middle of the Metroplex, and that's where we're going to be, right in the middle of that Metroplex. Now, the Expo event is an educational event that lasts for 4 days. Now, ironically, one of the days is already sold out. Yeah, if you're planning on coming to Expo, and you should plan on coming to Expo, some of the events have already sold out. So does that mean you should wait until the next time we do it? No, I don't think so. Because there are plenty of remaining events available to still make this a very rewarding experience for you. So what's sold out? What is it that you can't do? Well, you can't do 2 days of the bus trip. What is the bus trip? The bus trip is an opportunity to go to different Lifestyles Unlimited member-owned apartment communities and tour those communities. It's an opportunity for you to learn a ton of information in a very small and short condensed period of time. Now, the bus trip spans 2 days. And if you happen to go on the first day, which you can't go on, you get an opportunity to hang out exclusively with Del Walmsley, our founder and CEO. What happens if you just go on the second day of the bus trip? Well, you can still hang out with Del. He's going to be there. As a matter of fact, the majority of our Lifestyles Unlimited multifamily mentors are going to be a part of this thing, and you're going to be surrounded by Lifestyles Unlimited members, Lifestyles Unlimited soon-to-be members, and you're going to find it is going to be an amazing learning experience. Now, how do you sign up for this? How do you get more information on this Expo event? For me, the easiest way to do it is to go to lifestylesunlimited.com. Lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, there is at the very top of the webpage, there is something that says Expo. Click on it, and it's going to give you all the information. Now, you're going to have to choose a package, and the packages, there's a cost associated with the packages. However, I have a promo code that I can give you, and what I'm going to have you do is I'm going to have you text the word Expo, E-X-P-O, to 88007. You heard me correctly. Text the word Expo to 88007. And that's going to save you $100 off whichever package you choose to sign up for. As a matter of fact, I think you can sign up directly from your phone. If you don't even want to go to lifestylesunlimited.com, you can just text that promo code Expo to 88007. And I believe you can sign up directly from there. All right, let's get back into what's going on in the Dallas-Fort Worth market. Because what I want to talk about is the fact that the population in the Dallas-Fort Worth area is growing, and rent growth. Now, we didn't talk about this in the last segment because I got off on a tangent. So let me pull back from that tangent and talk to you about single-family rental market forecast for rental growth. It's expected to be at 4-5% annually from 2025 to 2026, potentially raising median single-family rental rents from a median price of $2,826 to around $3,000 or maybe $3,100 by 2026. How's that sound? It sounds a little better than maybe some of the information you heard before when I was saying historically rents were growing at 6%. And then remember they spiked and then they kind of declined because I think the market was absorbing that spike. And now what we're seeing is we're seeing them return back to a 4-5% growth rate. Now, some of you would say, well, wait a minute, 4-5% growth is not as good as 6% growth that occurred from 2010 to 2020. Yeah, but here's the thing. When the rental prices are higher in latter years, you don't need as significant of a percentage of growth to get the same kind of rent growth. It's funny how math works. All right, what about vacancy rates? What about the fact that you might endure a vacancy on a property? What does that mean? You might endure a vacancy. Well, if you don't know how to properly market your property, chances are you will have a period of time when your resident moves out until the time your new resident moves in. Now, depending on the condition of the property, there may need to be a gap in there because you may have to go in and do some renovations to bring your property back up to your standards so that your new renter will accept delivery. Does that make sense? Okay. So a vacancy rate is simply a period of time when your unit is vacant. Yeah, it's as simple as that. And it doesn't matter who causes it. It doesn't matter if it's a condition that is caused by your previous resident moving out and then being some normal wear and tear on the property. You have your handyman go in and fix everything up to your standard, and then you make it available to your new resident. So that's a very short period of time. That can be a week, or maybe it's 2 weeks. So here's the vacancy rate. It's about 6% for the Dallas-Fort Worth metropolitan marketplace. So the general market is experiencing about a 6% vacancy rate across the board. So what that indicates is that if you look at, and here's the way you should calculate it. Let's assume you have rental income of $1,000 per month. Does that make sense? And then you're going to annualize that. So when you annualize it, that comes out to be $12,000. Now, if your vacancy rate is 6%, then your vacancy is $720 of that amount. Does that make sense? So that is the potential hit to your rental income if you don't cure the vacancy rate problem. Now, can your vacancy be longer than 6%? Sure it can. I mean, it's an average. So that indicates that there are some properties that go longer. But along with that, there are properties that go much shorter. And those tend to be Lifestyles Unlimited member-owned properties because they understand how important marketing is in the rental process, and they stay on top of it. And it's not that hard. It's really not that hard. Here's the thing. When you become a real estate investor, you're still going to be struggling with having too much time on your hands because the real estate investing portion of your life, it doesn't replace that 40 hours a week or more that you gave up when you became a real estate investor. No, seriously. Now, what I want to do is I want to share with you a deal that came in over the weekend. Now, this deal was presented to me by Danny. This is in the general Dallas-Fort Worth marketplace. As a matter of fact, Danny says that it's actually closer to Dallas. So this particular property is a property that's in distressed condition. That's the kind of property that we want to buy. There are issues with this property, and most of the issues with this property, from what I can tell, based on what Danny told me, it's mostly deferred maintenance. In other words, people just didn't take care of the home. They lived in it, they wore it out, they didn't fix stuff when it broke, and it's just in a sad state of repairs. Plus, it's a little dated. How dated? Well, it was built in 1958 originally. That's how dated it is. Now, this property in its present condition is a two-bedroom, one-bath, one-car garage property. But what Danny suggests that we do as part of the rehab process is we actually convert the garage. And the reason that he's saying convert the garage is that he is seeing stronger rental amounts for three-bedroom, two-bath properties that have been renovated, even if they don't have a garage, than a two-bedroom, one-bath with a one-car garage. What did I just tell you? Rents are higher if you convert it. That's what Danny's telling me. And he has market research. Haha, there we go. They're with the market research again to back it up. So it makes sense to convert the garage as part of the renovation process for this property. So what is this property worth? I mean, this is where we're going to start. What is this property worth all fixed up in the Dallas, Texas marketplace? $245,000. That's what all fixed up, a three-bedroom, two-bath, no-car garage in that neighborhood is trading for in today's market, $245,000. But this particular asset is not trading for $245,000. It's trading for like 50 cents on the dollar. Yeah, Danny says we can buy it for $122,000. Pretty cool, huh? That's actually less than 50 cents per dollar. Now, rehab's going to be kind of large on this thing because not only do we have to deal with the stuff in the existing house, we have to convert the garage. So it's going to take about $67,250 to do the rehab. We're going to have a couple of closings. We're going to have some holding costs. I calculate that at about $10,000. So you're wondering, how much are we going to actually reach into our pocket and pull out in order to do this deal? You ready for it? $20,500. That's it. That's all we're going to contribute to this property. Pretty cool, isn't it? Now, some of you are like, you're stuck on $20,500. You're like, that's a lot of money. But let me qualify the money for you. $20,500 represents an 8.37% of the after repair value of this property. We are effectively buying this property and putting 8.37% down on this property. Do you know how to do that? That's why you have to become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, because we teach you how to do this. Yeah, we teach you exactly how to do this. It's making sense to you, isn't it? All right. When we buy this property for $122,000 and we drop over $67,000 in rehab into it, we drop another $10,000 closing and holding costs into the property. By the way, we're not using all of our own money. Remember, we're only using $20,500 of our own money. We're going to capture additional equity in this asset. What does that mean, capture additional equity? It means the difference between the after repair value, in other words, that $245,000 value, what it's worth, all fixed up in that neighborhood, the difference between that price and our all-in cost, which is everything, is $45,750. So effectively, our all-in price is around $199. Pretty cool, right? So we're capturing an additional $45,750 in equity, plus the $20,500 that we put into the deal. So now we're talking like $66,250 worth of total equity in this property. This is how you build wealth, because this represents a 223% return on the capital gain. Now let me have you sit back and let this sink in. Reach into your pocket. Pull out your imaginary wallet. Take out $20,500 from your imaginary wallet. Okay, lay it on the table. That's how much money you put in. Now, assume you're at a blackjack table. That's your bet. And you just got blackjack. And now the house is leaving your money in front of you, that $20,500. And they're sliding over an additional $45,750 to add to your $20,500. That's your total equity. All because you knew how to buy the property correctly. All because you understood the methodology. All because you had done the market research. And all because you learned how to connect yourself with people that can bring you the right deals. Where do you get all of that? You get it all from Lifestyles Unlimited. Flat out. That's where I got it from. There's another thing going on with this property that we haven't even talked about. All I've talked about is equity gains. I haven't talked about cash flow. You must have cash flow. That's one of Dell's rules. You must have cash flow. The property must cash flow. And here's the reason why. It's that cash flow that you use to replace your earned income. That when you have enough of that cash flow, it does replace that earned income, and you retire yourself. That's how I did it. That's how all the other members of Lifestyles Unlimited that have retired themselves have done it. That's how all the members that are on the path to retirement will do it when they get there. Because the process is not an overnight process. The process can take a couple of years. We see most Lifestyles Unlimited members achieving retirement in about 5 years or less. I got it done in 2 years. But you have to understand my backstory. I was desperate to get it done. I had failed at retirement once before, and I wasn't going to let it happen again. And I didn't. And I'll tell you, I've been retired for the last 6+ years, and I love it. I absolutely love it. So let's get back to this cash flow. The cash flow on this asset is $303 per month. Now, some of you are going, I can't retire myself on $303 per month. I don't think you can either. But let's put it into context. If you annualize that cash flow, that's $3,636 worth of cash flow. That's after all of your expenses have been taken into consideration. That's after receiving 12 months worth of rental income. The remaining money that goes into your household is $3,636. What do you spend it on? Anything you want. Because it doesn't have to go into a retirement plan. It goes into your whatever account. What does $303 per month mean as far as a return on investment? Well, what you do is you take that annualized number of $3,636. You divide it by the $20,000, well, technically $20,500 that we put into the deal. And you get a 17.74% return on investment just on the cash on cash. What investment are you making right now that is paying you 17.74%? This is why you need to go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, click on the expo button and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.